distance swimmer.
On Saturday, 32-year-old long-distance swimmer Iveta Hlavacheva completed the last leg of a 142-kilometer swim up the Vltava River, becoming the only Czech woman to have ever conquered the Vltava against the current. Hundreds cheered her on from the shore as she approached the finish line after 35 hours over 7 days, an accomplishment to be set in the Guinness Book of World Records. Prior to the week-long marathon, we had a chance to speak to Iveta for one-on-one, taped at Prague's Žluté Lázně. We discussed the Vltava challenge as well as her greatest accomplishment to date, the fastest women's crossing in history of the English Channel. That was in 2006. But she also told us how she first began swimming when she was just a kid.
I was 6 years old, so now is 27 years. Yeah, exactly, 27 years.
Whose idea was it?
Of course, my parents, because my father wanted me to swim, so I started when I was 6 years old. I'm keeping my swimming.
What kind of sacrifices does that entail? I've always heard that swimmers have to get up very early in the morning, for example, before school to swim. They put in many, many hours.
Yeah, I was visiting a special school for the swimmers, and when I was 10 years old, I was swimming from 6 a.m. to 8, and next afternoon, for example, from 3 to 5, and of course running and bike and ski and everything. So just my training was 4 or 5 or 6 hours daily.
There are obviously different types of swimming. At what point did you decide to focus more on long distance as opposed to racing in the pool?
I was swimming in the pool and I won a World Cup in a sprint. I swam 100 medley and 100 butterfly, and I'm holder of Czech records in many disciplines. But, you know, it got boring and I was thinking to change something in my life. So that's why I was choosing long distance, because you can be on the beach, you can swim in the ocean, and it's more interesting for you because you are visiting the most beautiful country in the world. Already I swam 40,000 kilometers. Of course, it was everywhere, in Argentina, in Brazil, in Mexico, USA, of course, and in Czech Republic.
Now, you are the world record holder for women for the fastest time to have crossed the English Channel. What were your feelings like then when you realized I've done it?
My world record was just in my rest time in France, and the problem was that I threw up 5 hours before and I was crying. Maybe this time I can say what I feel, but no, before I felt really, really bad, and I think I was trying just stay in life.
But since time has passed and the record has stood, you must feel proud to have still achieved something like that.
Yeah, of course, because the record was after 28 years, and world record is 7 hours and 25 minutes and 19 seconds, I think. So that's really good, but, you know, I'm not a person who likes record or to be famous or something like that. I'm swimming because I like it, and my record and all of this is just present for me.
Incidental.
Yeah, exactly.
Nevertheless, I did read somewhere that you wanted to attack the overall world record to cross the channel, and that you believe that it can be done under 7 hours.
Yeah, that's true. And I hope one day I will try it again and try to beat the man. And it's just my dream. No, because you can get famous, but because I like challenges.
Swimming the channel, I imagine it must be very difficult.
Yeah, of course, it's really difficult, because in the sea, in the ocean, it's more than 100 currents. So that's why it's so difficult. Because, for example, last time I was standing in one place more than 50 minutes, and it was just 200 meters before the finish, before the France. That's why I will go next year again and try it. You never know what's going to be, especially in the English Channel, because the weather is changing so fast. And that's what happened last year, because first 3 hours I swam really, really good. And I think it was on time, world record. And after that, the weather was changing and I lose my next chance.
What is the average temperature, for example, of the water there?
I think it was 16 to 18, not more, because the English Channel is really, really cold.
I imagine that swimming, in a way, must also be a very lonely sport. What do you think about when you're undertaking such a swim?
It's hard to say, because normally I'm really concentrated just for the swimming, because I have to watch my boat, I'm caring about my body and food and my stroke. I don't know how to say exactly, but if you are trying to swim really fast, you don't have time to think about something.
Now, this year, of course, you are attempting, I guess you could say, the second leg of your Vltava tour. Last year you did the Vltava River here in the Czech Republic, along the current. This year you're going against.
I'm trying to do something better than last year. That's why I'm trying to swim different way. It's mean upstream. It's really difficult because the current is 3 kilometers stronger than if I swam last year. Every day will be hard. I have to swim from 15 to 26 kilometers, and it's not normal because it's different if you are training 4 hours daily, and it's different if you are swimming 6 hours in the river, and especially if the water is cold, and just because it's stress for you, because everybody can watch you, and I'm swimming alone, you know, without next swimmer. So I think every day will be hard, and I will be sure about me just in the end.
What kind of river is the Vltava in terms of its characteristics? I know you mentioned to another journalist here that there were some dead rats or something like that.
Yeah, of course. You can meet dead fish or something like that. But I think Vltava is a beautiful river, and especially after 40 kilometers from Prague, and it's the biggest river in the Czech Republic. Water is from 8 degrees to 26. So it's really difficult because sometimes it will be really, really cold. But I'm used to be, so that's okay.
Now you're going to swim the Vltava upstream in 7 stages. And I understand that amateur swimmers will be invited to swim along with you at certain sections. How long do you think they'll be able to keep up?
Yeah, it will be funny part. I think someone can try to swim with me, and I hope maybe 50 meters. But he can drive. Of course, I'm a professional swimmer and I'm much faster.